So what's left to discuss about the budget today when council resumes?
Well, what we've done is establish the general tax levy with the additional levy for the subway. And now what we're going to look at today are any changes that will be proposed inside that envelope.
But can any of those changes and the debate that takes place make a case for altering the tax hike rate?
Well, I guess anything's possible, but council has already proclaimed itself on the tax rate for 2014. And this is not unusual. This is the traditional way of approaching taxes. Approaching the budget.
Except that how do you know what the tax rate should be until and unless you've all decided on what elements of the budget is going to be included?
Well, it brings a discipline to the exercise if you establish the size of the envelope going forward. In other words, you reach the conclusion that this is what the budget should be. And once you reach agreement on that, you debate the various issues inside that envelope. And generally speaking, 99.9% of the budget is already agreed on. If you took a look at the budget documents, you'd see how thick they are and how many recommendations are included. And so what you're really doing on the last, through the second exercise, is working out some of the differences between members of council with respect to certain issues.
What about the mayor coming in today as he says he's going to and present a motion that saves $19 million or more?
Well, sounds good rhetorically, but I think there's some suspicion at council that that's basically all there is to them, although I'm willing, as are some others, to listen carefully to what he has to say.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, what is it going to take to hear him out and make a difference?
Well, there's more to a budget exercise than simply saying, if you do this, you'll save money, or if you do that, you'll save money. There has to be an argument behind it. There has to be some analysis behind it. And I think his recommendations would have had more weight behind him had he introduced them in the budget process when others did as well. You know, the reason we have committees, John, is because that's where the real work is done. Budget committee, executive committee, and at neither committee did he introduce any of the motions that apparently he's entertaining or will be entertaining us today.
So you think he's playing politics?
I think that's the feeling of a great many people.
Does he have much credibility in this now?
Well, the more you get involved in the process, the more credibility you have. But he's been absent from the committee debates, and he certainly hasn't done much more outside of them other than to say, I've got all these great ideas that he's withheld from everyone so that our opportunity to assess them before we go to council has been thwarted.
And what about all of this other noise that surrounds his personal life even as late as yesterday? I mean, what impact does that have on his ability to even present something today that makes some sense?
Well, it certainly doesn't strengthen his position.